This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Sandeep and Chakravarti. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate Ashtalakshmi Mahotsav at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. The three-day festival will showcase the culture, vibrant textile industry, artisanal crafts, tourism opportunities and unique products of all the eight northeastern states, Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Manipur, Meghalaya, Mizoram, Nagaland, Sikkim and Tripura. During the festival, over 250 artisans will display unique handicrafts, handlooms and agri-horti products, including 34 GI-tagged items. The event will also host a fashion show, design conclave and buyer-seller meet, which will offer a platform for meaningful collaborations and long-term economic impact. The biggest attraction will be the Rural Hat Bazaar, showcasing produce and art of 320 farmers and artisans from the region. The Government of India and the Asian Development Bank yesterday signed a $50 million loan aimed at enhancing water security by constructing water harvesting systems to improve access to water and reducing community vulnerability against climate change impacts in Meghalaya. The signatories to the loan agreement for the Climate Adaptive Community-Based Water Harvesting Project in Meghalaya were Ms. Juhi Mukherjee, Joint Secretary, Department of Economic Affairs, Ministry of Finance for the Government of India, and Ms. Mio Oka, Country Director of the ADB's India Resident Mission. After signing the loan agreement, Ms. Mukherjee stated that the project aligns with the Meghalaya State Water Policy 2019, which seeks to achieve sustainable development, management and utilization of the state's water resources. The project will support the construction of 532 small water storage facilities across 12 districts. The stored water shall improve water security during the dry season. The project will develop 3,000 hectares of command area to provide reliable irrigation areas for farmers. It will establish 50 weather stations for climate data gathering and monitoring and micro-irrigation systems in Garo, Jayantia and Khasi regions. Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma will expand his cabinet tomorrow by inducting four new ministers. The expansion will take the total number of members in the Council of Ministers to 19, including the Chief Minister. In a social media post, the Chief Minister said senior legislators Prasanta Phukan, Kaushik Rai, Krishnendu Paul and Rupesh Gualaf, all from the BJP, will take oath as ministers. The Chief Minister extends his best wishes to all the four legislators who are from the BJP. In Manipur, 12 people who were killed during the recent flare-up in Jiribam district were laid to rest yesterday. These include 10 people killed in an alleged encounter with the Central Reserve Police Force on November 11th. The funeral was organized by the Indigenous Tribal Leaders Forum at Lamka in Churchandpur district for the 12 Kukizo tribals. Thousands of people, including from neighboring Mizoram, attended the condolence service held at Peace Ground. Prime Minister Narendra Modi extended his congratulations to the people of Nagaland who are commemorating 25 years of the renowned Hornbill Festival. In a social media post, the Prime Minister recalled his fond memories from his visit to this festival a few years back and urged the citizens to visit and experience the vibrant Naga culture. Modi also expressed happiness after witnessing the focus on waste management and sustainability during this year's festival. The 25th edition of the festival is underway at the Naga Heritage Village Kasama and enters its sixth day today. The festival is drawing both local and international visitors. Known as the Festival of Festivals, it celebrates the rich culture, traditions and history of Nagaland, highlighting the diversity of its 18 Naga tribes. Meghalaya Chief Minister Conrad K. Sangma, along with State Legislative Assembly Speaker Thomas S. Sangma, yesterday virtually launched Paint My City 2024 campaign at Tura in West Garo Hills district. Addressing the program, the Chief Minister said that the campaign aims to address issues like garbage, unpainted walls, incomplete constructions that affect the city's appearance and the need for sustained awareness among the citizens to improve the city's cleanliness and beauty. He added that for this campaign, an amount of 18 lakh has been sanctioned while providing 50,000 rupees as a token to different localities' development committees. He also encouraged young artists to come together and help in transforming the town. The Chief Minister informed that this campaign will soon be launched at Jowai in West Jayantia Hills district. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.